Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack gets a little riled up over comments being made by his predecessor regarding U.S. beef trade with Japan. Back on that today in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
This past Friday, former Secretary of Agriculture and current U.S. Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska was on the AgriTalk program talking about his comments regarding U.S. beef and the current situation with Toyota's automobiles. He also indicated at that time that he hadn't seen a lot of activity on the part of the Obama administration when it comes to trying to push the case for U.S. beef into Japan on a wider basis. Later that day, current Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack was asked about the comments being made by former Secretary Johanns regarding the inaction of the administration. He took exception to that.
Really? He said that? Nah, he didn't really say that, did he? Nah, he couldn't possibly have said that. Because he would obviously know that I'm going to Japan in April. He would obviously know that we've had ongoing discussions with the Japanese. He would obviously know that we were dealing with the previous administration's approach to Japan, which was a non-starter, which was that they had to reopen the entire market. And it's very apparent they're not willing to do that. And the industry is asking us to take a different approach, to take a look at maybe incremental steps to reopen that market, which we are in the process of discussing with Japan to do. It's complicated by the fact that the previous administration entered into an agreement with Korea in which they agreed that to the Koreans that they would not offer any better deal to any other country in order to reopen markets. So not only do we have to worry about Japan, not only do we have to take a different approach than the previous administration took under Secretary Johanns in terms of Japanese beef, but we also have to think about how it relates to the Korean beef agreement, which complicates things very, very, very much. So I just can't believe Senator Johanns would say that. Because if he knew all that, he wouldn't have said it.
Current Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack responding with just a bit of sarcasm to the thoughts of Mike Johanns, former Secretary of Agriculture, now U.S. Senator from Nebraska, and his thoughts on the Obama administration's performance in dealing with Japanese over U.S. beef. Of course, the incremental steps that Vilsack is talking about, a lot of folks in the industry continue to push for the idea of allowing the Japanese to move from 20 months of age on the threshold of beef, animals that beef can come from, up to a 30-month level. Of course, that's now been offered really to the Japanese. They've not been willing to take that particular step at all in recent months. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, March 13th, it's the Blackjack Angus Farms annual bull sale, starting at 12 noon in Seminole, Oklahoma. Selling 78 Angus bulls, 19 Angus females, and 65 commercial heifers. For a complete sales catalog, just go to nationalcattle.com or call 405-382-7678. Don't miss the Blackjack Angus Farms annual bull sale, Saturday, March 13th in Seminole, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.